The sun never really sets on the Old West. The many legends about the men and women of the late 1800s continue to capture modern imaginations, and most famous of all are the outlaws, like Billy the Kid. Although he was only 21 years old when he died, his name is still well known. A new episode of the PBS series American Experience, which airs on Tuesday, January 10th, will explore the details of Billy's life. Next, I'll talk with the filmmaker, John Maggio, starting with the observation that Billy the Kid truly was a legend in his own time.
I think the interesting thing about Billy's fame, as you say, he was sort of living it while he was still alive, which was pretty rare for those Western characters at the time. And part of that was because he became kind of a bit of a nuisance to the sort of Anglo powers that were sort of running the New Mexico at the time, and who also incidentally controlled the press. And he started stealing horses. He started just causing mayhem that was really starting to bother them. And it was also a time at which the sort of newspaper guys were really starting to create the myth of the West for themselves. And so this guy, J.H. Kugler, who was the editor of the newspaper, I believe it was in Las Vegas at the time, Las Vegas, New Mexico, started tracking Billy the Kid and all of his movements. And then when he was finally captured by Garrett and was held in the town of Lincoln and had then, you know, put on this incredible escape act, killing two guards and escaping and going on the run, the population was mesmerized. He became a sort of national story. Billy the Kid comes of age at just the moment when the telegraph is happening, news stories from the West are being pumped up and the East Coast, and he becomes this kind of overnight incredible Western villain character. It was quite remarkable. So a lot of it has to do with his timing, I think.
Going into watching your documentary, I really felt like I only knew a couple of things about Billy the Kid, and it turned out that one of them was completely wrong. His real name wasn't William Bonney.
No, his real name was Henry McCarty. He was born to Irish immigrant parents. We don't know really what happened to his real father, but we know that he had a very close relationship with his mother, Catherine. And the two of them basically go from the slums of New York, and like a lot of people during and after the Civil War, made their way west. At some point, his mother contracted tuberculosis and remarried a man named William Antrim, and they moved to New Mexico. Some believe to get to drier air for Catherine, who was probably still suffering with tuberculosis, which ultimately took her life. At some point, after Catherine's death and after Billy the Kid is orphaned and sort of making his way through Arizona and other parts of New Mexico, he takes the alias William Bonney. And we're not sure. There has been a lot of sort of myth that that was his father's real name or that he had an uncle named Bonney, but none of it substantiated.
In your role as writer, producer, and director of this film, what were the materials you had to work with to tell the story? What kind of archival material were you able to get your hands on?
That was really challenging because there's only one known photograph of Billy the Kid. There's lots of people who claim to have photographs, but the only one that's been authenticated, and I might add recently purchased for like $2 million, is this tiny tintype that was taken in Fort Sumner, New Mexico. So there wasn't much visual material. There wasn't much of a, you know, Billy the Kid didn't keep a journal. What we have are the newspaper reports, some of them trumped up and sort of pulpy. And we have his letters that he wrote to Governor Lew Wallace, who had promised him a pardon at some point and with whom he was negotiating to get a pardon. So those give a little bit of a window on who he was, but really that's it. There's not much more to it. So I was very limited. So I needed to turn to recreations quite a bit, as you can see in the film.
Tell our listeners a little bit about Billy the Kid's connection with the Hispanic culture in New Mexico and the role that played in keeping him there, even in opportunities he would have had to have run to Mexico or to other territories.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. That's really a remarkable part of the story. That was, for me, I grew up with the legend of Billy the Kid, and again, I knew him kind of on the periphery as a Western iconic hero, but again, knew nothing of the details of his life. And one of the ones that you mentioned that I think was a real surprise to me was his connection to the Hispanic community and the Hispanic sheep ranchers in and around New Mexico that he met when he moved to New Mexico with his mother. When his mother was still alive, they would go dancing in the Mexican district of Silver City called Chihuahua Hill. And that's where he learned to speak Spanish. He learned to dance the fandango. He often found comfort and refuge with Hispanic farmers, whether he was walking to Arizona and back into New Mexico, traveling across New Mexico. I mean, he'd fallen in with some tough guys, a lot of horse thieves and various people to find money and to find a way to get across New Mexico. But he was always drawn to the Mexican people. And when he's held in Lincoln, actually, when he's testifying against the other members of the House and the people he's fighting in the Lincoln County War, there are stories about, and I don't even put this in the film, but there are many stories about Mexican farmers coming and serenading Billy the Kid outside the jail cell. Lew Wallace writes in his journals, the governor writes in his journals about these people that have come to sing to this kid. And he can't understand why. Lew Wallace didn't understand. Now, I think a lot of it, too, came after Billy's death. You know, one of the reasons he stays in New Mexico is for a woman, Paulita Maxwell, a Hispanic woman who he falls in love with, and he doesn't want to leave. Now, he also felt somewhat invincible, and he knew that the Hispanics would hide him. You know, it's a very interesting relationship he has because while he lived, he was a symbol, and then very much so after he died, he was still this sort of symbol to many Hispanic farmers in the region. I mean, we say in the film that a woman says that he was like the Robin Hood of the West. And he does, more so than Jesse James and other characters of the West, he does kind of have that feeling. Even though he didn't rob from the rich and give to the poor, he has this sort of Robin Hood-esque quality to many people there.
John Maggio's film, Billy the Kid, will debut on the PBS series American Experience at 8 o'clock on Tuesday, January 10th on PBS HD Channel 6. A complete schedule is available at azpm.org.